I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday he agrees with proposals to halt the fighting in Ukraine, but said more discussions are needed on a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire. Putin told reporters at the Kremlin any deal would need to lead to long-term peace and address what he called the original causes of this crisis. The Russian president thanked U.S. President Donald Trump for his efforts to end the war. President Trump at the White House on Thursday said Russia's response was promising and said it would be very disappointing if Russia doesn't accept the deal. Both presidents suggested they were ready to speak to each other for further discussions. Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, was in Moscow on Thursday to meet with senior Russian officials. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Putin is, quote, essentially preparing to reject the ceasefire. Zelensky said in his nightly address that Putin is afraid to tell President Trump directly that he wants to continue this war and that he wants to kill Ukrainians. Ukraine accepted the ceasefire proposal earlier this week. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte praised President Trump on Thursday for his actions leading the ceasefire proposal discussions with Ukraine and Russia. Rutte visited the White House's Oval Office on Thursday, and he also backed Trump's efforts to motivate countries in the transatlantic alliance to increase defense spending. Trump's recent comments have rattled allies. European military leaders met this week after the president raised doubts about the U.S. protecting other NATO countries. This